Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Biggie and Tupac, pretty recently my balls have been pretty sore from walking during the day, and I'm not sure what to do. I tried asking my mom about the issue, and she said maybe puberty. I thought it was total bullshit, as I'm past that age, and I'm pretty sure something like that shouldn't happen. Please tell me what's wrong with my balls, and thanks. P.S. Thank you for the laughs and being my number one podcast. XOXO.
So maybe you should ask Doug's mom. Why would you ask your mom? Hey, my balls have been hurting lately. Seems kind of weird, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, that seems weird, but Why would your mom say puberty? Like,
Mom, I'm 26.
Okay. I don't know if I got ball cancer or something, but there's times where like my balls will just hurt.
Me too.
Okay. So maybe when I was in ball cancer,
when I was in my early 20s, I had, I don't know what you call it, but I had to have my prostate check like four times or five times in like the course of 2 years. 'Cause my balls were hurting all the time and they always recommended it. Looking back, I was just, maybe I shouldn't have just, shouldn't have gave in so easily. Maybe your balls just hurt. I don't know. What do you wear? There's so many questions. Do you wear tidy whities? Do you wear boxers? Well, I mean,
so don't they say that you should not wear tidy whities?
That's what I've always heard.
That it kills your sperm.
Yeah. Your balls are supposed to hang away from your body. That's why they hang away from your body naturally.
Okay, so I don't know where you're at, like on the age scale thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but I've got like old man balls now.
I don't.
Okay. So like I can sit on the edge of my chair and they can sit on the floor.
That's cool. That's a pretty cool trick.
So no? There's times where like if I'm wearing the wrong pair of jeans and I sit at the wrong angle, that I can smash one of my nuts. Ugh, or just cause some pain. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's got old man nuts. Like
he didn't say how old he was, other than he's past puberty, right? All right. So
okay, I'm going to Google this to get him a good answer.
My balls hurt?
What causes ball testicle pain?
Are you going to be all fancy about it?
Causes of testicle pain or pain in the testicle area can include diabetic neuropathy.
Maybe you got that.
Epididymitis.
That sounds bad.
Testicle inflammation. Hydrocele, fluid buildup that causes swelling of the scrotum. Yeah, I've got that.
How does fluid... Why would you get fluid buildup around your scrotum? What would cause that?
Not jerking off.
Oh, so the fluid is cum.
Right.
So cum buildup around your scrotum, like around it. It leaks out of your balls.
I think medically that's called ESB.
ESB?
Excessive semen buildup.
Oh.
Are you when a doctor you get cranky now? And stuff. Yeah. All right. Pain in the testicles can be caused by minor injuries to the area. However, if you're experiencing pain in the testicles, you need to have your symptoms evaluated. Pain in the scrotum can be the result of a serious conditions like testicular torsion or sexually transmitted infection.
Ugh. Maybe you got a sexually transmitted disease, dude.
Okay. Can sperm buildup cause pain? Now we're getting to the root cause.
Perfect.
The testicle and epididymitis, the part of the testicle that stores sperm, can sometimes become infected, causing pain and swelling that starts quickly and gets worse. Ugh. An injury or infection can cause fluid to build up around the testicle, causing painful swelling. You didn't answer the fucking question, Google. Can sperm buildup cause pain? Testicular epididymitis. Can the body breaks down unused sperm? Homo.
It feeds right into the stomach. Wouldn't that be funny?
Which does not build up to trigger further problems. Over time, not ejaculating can trigger psychological problems. For example, people with sexual dysfunctions that affect their ability to ejaculate may experience distress or embarrassment. It can also lead to relationship problems. Well, no shit.
I'm distressed. I can't ejaculate, right?
How? Okay. How many times do you think a man should release sperm in a week?
I would say between 3 and 5.
Pick one number.
3?
Why wouldn't you have picked the one between 3 and 5?
4?
2018 analysis of multiple studies by Chinese researchers found, well, fucking Chinese people, of course. They're always jerking it. Found that moderate ejaculation of around 2 to 4 times a week was associated with a lower risk of prostate cancer. But the risk did not decline by ejaculating more often than that. So for medical purposes, you should ejaculate 4 times a week.
Interesting. That's a, yeah, I think that's reasonable, isn't it? For medical reasons? Like, can I get a prescription for that? I'm going to need you to prescribe me a pharmacist, a hot one.
Okay. Here's something you didn't know, or maybe you did.
All right.
Is it healthy to eat sperm?
I think it's got protein in it or something, right?
For the most part, yes. The components that make up semen are safe to ingest. Swallowed semen is digested in the same way as food. However, in very rare circumstances, some people might discover they're allergic to semen. That's you. This is also known as human seminal plasma hypersensitivity.
Wow.
Why didn't they just call it like cumphobic or something? Why would they?
Cumphobic.
Human seminal plasma hypersensitivity.
Seminal plasma. That's weird.
Well, I hope all that helped. That was a lot of medical information there.